Here's a check on stories we're following for you on Robin Hood Radio. Some meetings coming up in our area. The Salisbury Board of Education has a special Zoom meeting that is coming up tonight at 5:30. More information on that Zoom meeting available at the Salisbury website. Also going on tonight in Cornwall at 7 p.m., a Board of Finance meeting. Christ Church Episcopal in Sharon will continue its free drive-through school supply giveaway. That'll happen Saturday at 9 South Main Street, starting at noon, lasting until 1:30 or whenever the supply is depleted. Those attending must wear masks, stay in their vehicles. Church members will bring bags to visitors when they pull in the driveway. The bags are supplied to start off the new school year. Among the contents, pencils, pens, notebooks, binders, rulers, scissors, markers, glue sticks, snacks, and more. For more information, contact the church at 860-364-5260. Berkshire Bach Baroque Music in the Berkshires has a sneak preview of their 30th anniversary season coming up on Saturday at 3 p.m. at a private home in Hillsdale, New York, featuring Orly Shaham on piano. It's a fundraiser. More information at their website. Community Partnership Mass Food Distribution, where you can receive food, fresh fruits and vegetables and other items, will be held August 31st while supplies last at 10 o'clock in the morning at the Columbia County Fairgrounds in Chatham, New York. Don't arrive before 10 a.m. Arriving early will cause traffic and crowding. Food will be given out beginning at 10 a.m. If you're driving, stay in your car. If you're walking, practice social distancing and wear a mask. Adhering to those instructions will allow them to distribute food in a quick and timely fashion. It's part of the Catholic Charities Mobile Outreach Vehicle Extension Program. Free training and a guaranteed job. Noble Horizons offering free four-week CNA certified nursing assistant training course beginning September 1st. The course meets daily 8 until 4 and includes both classroom and clinical work. Students who successfully complete the course, including the final exam, will qualify as certified nursing assistants and are guaranteed a job at Noble Horizons. Anybody interested can contact Noble's Director of Nursing, Molly Tanner, at 860-435-9851. Extension 128. The Rose Thrift Shop, located in the basement of the Immaculate Conception Church, Route 22 in Amenia, will have their bag sale from 10 till 2 on Wednesday, September 2nd and Saturday, September 5th. The thrift shop will be closed Wednesday, September 9th and restock and reopen for business at 10 a.m. on Saturday, September 12th. You're asked to stop by and bring a friend. Checking stories around our tri-state region, Darrell's House in Pauling is closed due to existing situations with COVID-19, but they do plan a return. The restaurant and music venue in Pauling, operated by Darrell Hall of Hall & Oates, is closing temporarily because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Quote, "I'm so sorry to say that Darrell's House is going to have to close temporarily due to the existing situation," end quote, from Darrell Hall. He released that statement yesterday afternoon. Quoting here, "We're going to be back. I hope to see everybody soon," end quote. The announcement from Hall, a former Dutchess County resident and member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, known for some rock music's most iconic songs, marks the pandemic's latest blow to the Hudson Valley's live music scene, as well as its restaurant scene. A Rhinebeck bicyclist struck a tree and is now dead. Witnesses are asked to call the sheriff's office. A 61-year-old man was killed Tuesday morning while riding a bike in Rhinebeck, according to the Dutchess County Sheriff's Office. Harry C. Haskins was found dead on the side of the Rhinecliff Road with apparent neck, chest, and head injuries, according to police. Deputies responded to the area near 6:40 in the morning. Police said Haskins lost control of his bike while riding westbound near River Road, crossing into the eastbound lane and struck a tree and fence on the shoulder. The incident remains under investigation. Any witnesses of the crash between midnight and 6 a.m. are asked to call 845-605-2583 or email vwilbur@duchessnewyork.gov or dcsotips@gmail.com. All statements are confidential, according to the department. Columbia County residents who have been receiving emergency alerts from the Code Red system will be getting them from New York State now. According to Rob Lopez, director of Columbia County 911, the switch to the New York Alert Emergency Notification System will take place Saturday and require cell phone and computer users to register for the free service. Residents who receive their alerts on landline phones will be switched over automatically. The list of notifications provided, New York Alert, is greatly expanded. Disaster alerts, weather-related announcement, and other emergency warnings were provided with Code Red. In Stockbridge, actually West Stockbridge, nearly 500 marijuana plants were found and burned. A weekend tip about more than 20 plants led investigators on a long walk through a farm field off West Center Road where they discovered 482 illegally grown plants. The plants ranged in size from 4 feet to 6.5 feet tall, according to the police chief, who estimates the street value at about $100,000. No arrests have been made nor charges filed, but the discovery has now set off an investigation. Police declined to say who owned the land where the plants were found. With the exception of Western Connecticut State University, Connecticut colleges and universities are back in session on their campuses. Governor Ned Lamont participated in a news conference about the Connecticut State colleges and universities reopening yesterday morning, joining others for a news conference at the Central Connecticut State University in New Britain. Half of Connecticut is now experiencing a Stage 2 drought. Rain across the state is between 3 and 7 inches below normal over the past 3 months, putting the northern half of Connecticut under Stage 2 drought conditions. The state's interagency drought workshop announced Wednesday that Litchfield, Hartford, Tolland, and Windham counties were under those conditions. Under the state's drought plan, Stage 2 replaces the previous drought advisory stage and identifies an emerging drought event potentially impacting water supplies, agriculture, or natural ecosystems. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find Morgan's on Facebook, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 28,191.00, the NASDAQ at 11,959.75, and the S&P 500 at 3469.25. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast that'll come your way in just a few moments.